A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Tabitha Howe was as surprised as anyone when she fell for a boy who wasn't exactly her type.
At first, I didn't like Scott, but he made an effort, and we just became very close.
But behind Scott's kind-hearted facade was a manipulative monster.
He was just ranting and raving, and it just looked crazy.
Don't walk away.
I was scared to death he would come back in and finish what he started.
And when Tabitha opened the mail one day, she'd discover Scott's chilling secret.
It was so unique and so bizarre. Everybody was shocked.
I honestly thought he was going to kill me.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. In the summer of 1998, high school graduate Tabitha Howe was excited to strike out on her own, moving to a house with a great group of friends.
I worked right across the street at the restaurant, and we did what teenagers do. We all hung out, played video games, watched movies. We just had a good time.
But Tabitha's newest roommate, Scott Wellington, didn't seem to fit in.
Scott was working at a grocery store as a bagger, and at first I didn't like him. He was only 17, just a young kid who was arrogant.
Before long, Tabitha was pleased to see that Scott had a charming side.
He seemed like he was caring. He would notice, like, if I did my nails, which most men wouldn't notice. He picked up the house while we were at work. He seemed like a decent person. We just became very close.
Tabitha made it known she was interested in Scott, and they transitioned effortlessly from just friends into a couple.
I felt like maybe this could be something bigger. Maybe we could progress in our relationship and start building a life together. He was my first real love.
They got along well. They would also laugh at each other and tease each other. They were tickled to be together.
Over the next 2 years, Tabitha and Scott found a place of their own and spent every moment together.
We weren't rushing things. I felt I knew who he was. Everything was going pretty good.
But something was about to change all of that.
I found out I was pregnant. I was scared. I was really scared. I knew what it took to take care of a baby.
Tabitha wasn't sure how to tell Scott.
All right, sweetheart, I gotta go to work.
Okay,
hon. You all right? What's wrong?
I'm pregnant.
And he just stopped.
What?
And just kind of froze, which made me panic a little.
Okay, you're pregnant. Let's do this thing.
But then he was like really excited about it. He genuinely seemed very happy. And he said he always wanted a family. And I think that Scott thought it was definitely gonna be cake and just really fun. And I knew it wasn't like that at all.
9 months later, the young couple welcomed a baby boy.
Scott was a good dad. He was a really good dad. Tabitha was a very good mother. And she was happy, I was happy.
I never wanted kids. But once you hold your baby for the first time, there's nothing else that can take that place.
And by November of 2002, Tabitha had more surprising news for Scott.
I said, "You're gonna be a daddy again." And he was absolutely thrilled. We already had one perfect little boy, and now we're gonna have another baby.
To financially prepare, Tabitha found a job in the accounting department of a local store.
I was working nights, and Scott was working days. He went on to become a machinist. And he was making decent money. It was enough that we could get by.
But the excitement of another baby was soon eclipsed by a troubling new side of Scott.
Our son was learning to walk, and we had a small shelf up against the wall, and he grabbed onto it to steady himself, and it ended up falling on top of him. He was absolutely fine, but Scott got very angry.
Put this here!
I just thought he was being protective, but I'd never seen him really get angry before.
Then in March of 2003, life took a turn for the worse when Scott announced he'd been laid off from his job. For the next few months, Scott bounced from job to job, but nothing seemed to stick.
I would pick up any available shifts at work, but he did not do anything. He didn't do the dishes, he didn't pick up the house. He was very reluctant to actually get a job and just make some money to help out.
She was very frustrated by, you know, always having to clean up whatever mess that was there.
Finally, in July 2003, in time for the arrival of their second son, Scott found another good job as a machinist in Greenville, just across the New Hampshire state line.
He seemed really happy. He seemed to get a little bit of that spark back and talking like things are going to get better.
But Tabitha would soon learn that with every new high came an unbearable low.
It was a roller coaster ride. I was really scared.
And gradually, Tabitha would be swept into a whirlwind of deception so shocking, she wondered if she would even survive.
I was stunned. I couldn't quite wrap my head around what had happened.
You see this stuff in books and TV shows. You don't think it's going to happen to you.
In July 2003, after giving birth to their second son, Tabitha Howe was relieved when her boyfriend Scott Wellington landed a promising new job as a machinist in the quaint town of Greenville.
Greenville, it seemed nice and quiet. It's a small little town. We found a cute little two-bedroom apartment. It was so close to the post office. We were told we had to get a post office box because the mail delivery service would not deliver our mail. Scott always had the keys with him, and he would always get the mail.
With an additional mouth to feed, the couple began pulling long hours at work to support their growing family. And the stress of rarely seeing each other began to take its toll.
We were kind of like ships passing in the night. It put up a lot of barriers in between us. During Christmas, I would work until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and he would accuse me of being out cheating on him.
Where have you been?
I was at work.
It got to the point where I would have to print out the times that I punched in at work and punched out. I felt like Scott wanted to have complete control over me.
Tabitha was sad, you know, and she just didn't know how to prove to him that she wasn't with other men.
Don't walk away from me.
Tabitha didn't know what to make of this new side to Scott. But even more surprising, one day that December, Scott completely blindsided her.
Scott talked about getting married. It was not something that I have ever wanted. It's just a piece of paper to me. But that's what he wanted. He wanted a real family. So he went and got a ring.
Will you marry me?
Wow.
We had two kids. Obviously, this was something that was long term.
Yeah.
But we never set a date. We just stayed engaged, and I think it was really more in his mind than anything.
And after giving birth to a daughter in 2005, and then another little girl in 2009, it seemed their family was complete.
I knew I didn't want any more kids. Four was more than enough. Scott was fine with that. It seemed like things were getting a lot better.
Then Scott arrived home one day early from work and dropped a bombshell.
Why are you home from work so early?
I quit.
I was just dumbfounded. And I said, what do you mean you quit? How are we going to support the kids?
You know we need the health insurance.
I know that. Just get off my back about it.
It turned into a big fight, and he yelled and he screamed.
As Tabitha took on more hours at work, she struggled to understand why, out of the blue, Scott tossed his family into yet another financial storm. It wasn't until January of 2010 when Tabitha showed Scott a listing for a machinist job at a local company called C&M that he finally took action.
It seemed like a really great company. He called them, he went down for an interview, they ended up hiring him.
Tabitha hoped their troubles were finally behind them. But they were just getting started when Scott made a horrifying decision that would not only devastate Tabitha, but would betray his entire company.
He just sounded like he wanted to destroy her.
I was terrified. He was a completely different person.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In 2010, Tabitha Howe was thrilled when her fiancé, Scott Wellington, landed a solid job, one that enabled him to support their 4 young children, ages 1 through 9. But despite Scott making good money, he seemed to grow more irritable by the day.
We can't afford more than one line.
And before long, his controlling streak returned with a vengeance.
Scott, I really need a phone!
Scott got the home phone shut off, and that's when he really started to isolate me from everybody.
I got her another cell phone, and I paid the bill. He was not happy about that, because there was nothing he could do.
And though Scott wanted more control, he didn't seem to want to spend more time with Tabitha and the kids.
He would get up really early and say he was going to work, like 3 o'clock in the morning. One time, I brought him to work, and I said, we'll just have lunch with you. We'll have a little picnic outside. Oh, no, you can't bring the kids there. There could be metal scraps in the yard.
So it'd be dangerous for the kids.
He made it sound like it was concern for the kids.
Then, in December 2010, just in time for the holidays, the pendulum swung again.
I have a little bit of a surprise for you.
He came home, and he just started pulling money out of his pockets. And he said that he got a $3,000 bonus from work. I said, really? He said, I helped them get a really big contract. It was fabulous. So I was like, well, it's going to be a really good Christmas for the kids.
But when Christmas Eve finally rolled around, Scott had plans of his own.
Hey, sweetheart, I think I'm going to take off and hang out with you guys for a little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
I said, just don't be too late because, you know, we have a lot to do. He was like, okay, you know. He gave me a kiss. He left.
Boom! Gotcha. You're so good at this game.
Tabitha and I were online playing a game. It was just sort of a way to pass the time.
When Scott returned home later that night, it was clear something other than the holiday spirit had possessed him.
Always beat me.
I was sitting on the computer, I was chatting with Emmy.
Tabitha!
And Scott stormed back into the house, just in a rage, just angry, yelling.
I know what you've been doing.
He started to accuse me of cheating again.
Now you want her? You can go ahead and take her!
And then he picked me up and threw me across the living room.
You could hear the physical tussle. You knew a physical altercation was going on. The microphone just sort of hit the desk with a thump. And then it just went silent. So I sat there, sort of stunned, and immediately started trying to call her.
I was scared. I was really scared. Now all the kids are out of bed. I said, I'm calling the police.
Get out of my house. Go!
He took off. I was terrified, and I called my mom.
She called me, crying, and said that he just went off the deep end, and he had just left on foot. She asked me to come up there, and I did.
She finally texted me. She was okay, that her mom was on the way, and that he had left.
Tabitha struggled to understand what had prompted the attack. But when Scott returned later that night, apparently calmed down, Tabitha let him stay.
He seemed legitimately sorry for what had happened.
Tab, I'm so sorry.
I didn't really want him back in the house, but it was Christmas Eve. I couldn't let him ruin Christmas for the kids. It's supposed to be a magical time, not the day your father leaves.
But soon what happened that Christmas would be the least of Tabitha's worries when her life took another dramatic turn, one that would end with a chilling discovery.
He's devious, crooked, he's a sociopath.
There's a very small percentage of people that are just absolutely evil. It shocked me.
I was terrified, and I thought, was this his plan all along?
On Christmas Eve 2010, Tabitha Howe was suddenly attacked by her partner of 12 years, Scott Wellington. But she allowed him to come back home, if only for the sake of their four young children.
Scott was very quiet when he came back. He seemed legitimately sorry for what had happened, but he never offered an explanation. I made the decision that night that things were completely over between the two of us, and I just needed to figure out what the next step was.
Answer's no, Evan. Do not touch me.
And 3 months later, in March 2011, Tabitha couldn't take it any longer.
It's over.
We had a really big fight. Everything just came out. I just couldn't handle it anymore. I was all done. I just needed him gone. I threw him out.
Over the next month, Tabitha wanted nothing to do with Scott, but with the children, it wasn't possible.
Scott was supposed to come and see the kids for Easter, and we had agreed upon that.
As Tabitha prepared for the visit, she kept busy by running a few errands.
I was going to the grocery store, and I stopped to get the mail.
Getting the mail had always been Scott's job. So when Tabitha opened their P.O. box, she was floored at the number of unpaid bills. But it was what she found in another envelope that tore her world apart.
There was a card in there, and I figure it's from my grandparents to the kids. I didn't think anything of it, so I open it up, and it's a sympathy card with some money orders in it. And I start reading it. Dear Scott, we're so sorry for the loss of your wife. You and your kids are in our prayers. I'm like, who is this for? You know, they must have made a mistake. Somebody sent this to the wrong address. I have no idea what's going on. But then I kind of started to wonder, was Scott planning on killing me? Was this his plan all along? I was terrified. Why would he tell people I was dead? I called Scott. I said, don't come and see the kids. Don't come to my house. Don't come anywhere near me.
The following Monday morning, Tabitha spoke with Scott's boss, who was surprised to see her alive and well. As they discussed the circumstances surrounding the card, Tabitha learned the situation was far worse than she imagined. Not only had Scott told his colleagues she'd passed away, he'd done so after weaving a year-long tragic tale about a mythical battle with cancer.
Scott told them that I had been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and that I was getting sicker and sicker by the day. He then told them that I had to have a double mastectomy and that it wasn't looking good.
In turn, his company had given Scott almost $7,000 in donations to help offset the mounting medical costs, plus several weeks of paid time off. Right around the time Tabitha kicked him out, Scott told his company that she had died.
Certain things started to make sense. He didn't want me to go out. He didn't want me to be seen by people. He didn't want me to bring the kids to work for lunch because I was supposedly sick at home, withering away and dying. He wanted to have complete control over me and isolate me.
That day, Tabitha got a restraining order against Scott, while Scott's boss contacted police and pressed charges.
The owner of the company explained to me he had to report a theft, and the story of the theft was bizarre, to say the least. I had Scott come in for an interview, and he didn't try to lie or deny anything that had happened. He painted the picture that the family was hard on times, and he was trying to make ends meet as best he could. That was his motivation.
Never supposed to get to this level, this magnitude.
Scott was charged with two counts of theft by deception, one for the amount of $5,000 and $2,000 for previous donations.
I knew about the $3,000 that he had gotten at Christmas, but the other money I knew nothing about. I don't know exactly what he was doing with it.
On May 16th, 2011, Scott accepted a deal and pled guilty to one count of theft by deception, claiming he needed the money to support his family.
I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. He says he did it to support his family. But we didn't see that money.
Scott only spent a few days in jail and was placed on administrative probation.
I realize he didn't kill anybody, but he took advantage of people. I think he should have gone away for a while. I do.
It's absolutely ridiculous. These people were trying to help somebody out who they thought was having a difficult time, and he didn't care. That's sick. Absolutely just sick.
Today, Tabitha still struggles to understand how and why her teenage love turned into such a master manipulator.
Scott was very smart in the way that if he lied to you, he could remember that. And he would continue with that lie for as long as it took. And thinking about not getting married, that was definitely when I knew I made the right choice.
As time passed, Tabitha tried to move beyond all the hurt and devastation Scott caused. She focuses on being a survivor.
Tabitha is fantastic. She's doing very well with the kids. The kids are all good. Every day she gets better and better.
He tried to destroy me, but I'm back to who I originally was, and I believe I'm stronger for it. I have a full-time job. I take care of my kids. I can do this on my own.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.